pork meat. No, it's cured meat.
Okay.
We used to do our own meat curing when we couldn't buy it. I mean, you most forced, but we lost a lot of it because the weather didn't suit.
Uh-huh.
You take sometimes, yeah, you could cure meat all right in the winter time, and then again, you most as well kill it like now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so warm.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head? Things like that.
We call that, I reckon you mean what we call pudding. I mean, it's a head cooked up and the meat ground up. We put rice and seasoning in it.
Uh-huh.
And
well, now, what about hog's head cheese or souse meat?
Well, we have that too. Souse. Take the nose and the ears and
uh-huh.
the tongue. That's souse. Souse.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
The seed.
And what about the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
It's the cherry stone, I think.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That sticks to the seed is a cling stone.
Okay. And what about one whose meat pulls away easily?
That's a slip seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap bean.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, it's shell bean.
Okay. That's okay.
That's all right. I get it back.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat?
Turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
It's, we call it mutton corn, yeah.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
The skunk.
Uh-huh.
I think we always call them polecats.
Okay.
They told me that was because it took a long pole to kill them.
Oh, is that what they... Well, now that's interesting. I never knew that. I always wondered why they were called polecats. What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it lives near the water and it hops along the ground?
You mean a frog?
Uh-huh. And would you call them different things depending on whether they lived on the land?
We have what we call the old toad lives all about here. That's a toad frog. And then them you talking about by the water is a spring frog. I mean, it'll jump way out yonder, but these old toads just can't hop but a little piece.
Uh-huh.
But they live here around the yard all the time. They'll be on the board or something like that.
Well, now, what about the great big ones that live in the water?
Well, them, what I think call them bullfrogs. They're
okay.
Big. We used to have a pond back here. I mean, what we call a cypress pond. It was on... The boys out over there has cut it clean, and now I don't hear the old. This time of year when the water had come up in it, you could hear them back there, bloom, bloom, bloom.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Earthworm.
Okay. And what are particularly large worms that people use for bait? Are those the earthworms? Or are those the big long ones, the earthworms?
Well, yes, they are. They're long, but a lot of the folks around here use what we call catawba worms for bait. But they're only seasonable, them thing. But the earthworm is for, I mean, you can buy them all the
mm-hmm.
time from the bait dealer.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
I think we call them lightning bugs, yeah.
Okay. Do you have mosquito hawks around here?
Yes, there's some here, but they fly around them bushes at the insects sometime, but I don't see any right now.
Well, why do you suppose they call them mosquito hawks?
I don't know why, but they is a good size, about that long, and he got two sets of wings too. But it ain't like the butterfly, but it's kind of a long...